President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
Murph loves to say, you know, before we win 62 games, he's like, we could still lose 100. You know, he loves to point that out.
This is Brewers 360.
When we've had a pretty good run even early in the season, he's like, hey guys, we could still lose 100 games. You know, and then we get to 62 and he's like, okay, all right, we passed that threshold.
The 1-1. Swing and a bouncer, hit the short. Pratt has it. He will throw it across the diamond. Gets Suzuki, and this one belongs to the Brewers. Final score, 9-5. And they can go for a series victory tomorrow on the north side.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Brewers President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold on with us this morning. This is an amazing series, Matt. Every game has been exciting, even that first one that didn't go our way. I mean, every time you turn it on and tune in, something crazy is happening.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this environment down here is something else. And again, like, credit to our fans for coming down here and helping out, because they've been loud and getting after it here. It's been a ton of fun. Yeah, so, you know, trying to turn this into American Family Field South, I really do appreciate our fans coming down and helping us out, because it is a tough environment to play, and this is a really good team. And yeah, the guys have stepped up the last couple days and played really well.
Speaking of tough environments, is there any way to, like, convince the league to make sure other teams aren't messing with the mound or doing something to make it more difficult for Miz?
Yeah, look, I don't think there's anything nefarious going on there with it. You know, there are different types of mounds, and Miz is sort of one-on-one in how he goes about it. You know, so. He's certainly working on what he needs to do to be ready to go. And the mounds are different in all these places, but, you know, he's going to make an adjustment and compete. You know, I mean, like, just like last night, he probably didn't have his best night, his best stuff, but man, he was a warrior, and for him to step up and gut through that, and then really hand it over to the bullpen, who did a tremendous job as well. It was just a great team effort by all of our pitchers.
Matt, can you explain? I mean, obviously, I think anyone would understand why the humidity is rough on anybody, right, when everyone stands out there. But can you explain why it's so difficult for a pitcher in their grip because of the heat?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, all of these guys, I mean, they're all unique in the way that they throw the baseball. And some guys have more pressure, less pressure, on the baseball, but you're trying to spin this thing, you know, and throw it past somebody there with a stick that's trying to hit it as hard as they can right at you or beyond, you know. And so it's you got to try to land the ball in a very tight spot, and now the zone is even tighter now with the new ABS system. And so again, it's a really tough thing to do to pitch at the major league level and do it consistently without getting whacked around. And so, you know, it's and then you add in the layers there with the humidity and everything else. It's just really tough, and to grip the baseball you need in this type of weather is really hard. And so all those guys are trying to use rosin and do what they can just to throw strikes, and then, you know, get guys out the best they can.
You know, also been thinking about in the heat, Matt, is, you know, William and Gary, the men who don the tools of ignorance, right, and go back there and are all suited up and armored up in the catching gear. It's really good to have a couple of guys that you can rely on there. I don't know that Bo Naylor sees any action, or if he has, I hadn't noticed, but is that an option for you to rest these guys too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think when you see these guys actually catch as young kids in Latin America, you know, they play in this kind of environment, it is incredible, especially in day games when it's so hot in the Dominican or Venezuela or wherever, you know, the guys are from. And you know, credit to these guys that you just kind of forget because they got the gear on back there, and they're just keeping their head down and doing their jobs. And they do such a good job back there. It's really, really tough, especially in this type of environment. And then, yeah, and you know, when we added Bo Naylor, that was a big part of this, to see what we could do to add a guy that could help rest those guys strategically whenever possible.
Now, do you have more space in the clubhouse? Is that, I mean, can you add more guys if you wanted to?
Well, there are ways that we can taxi squad guys in September, but no, I mean, typically there's you know, you're not supposed to add anybody more than the one position player and the one pitcher. Okay. You know, in September. And so, you know, we'll do what we can to try to rotate some people up here and make sure they get a good experience. You know, it's nice to have a guy on a taxi squad that can come up and learn about the big leagues a little bit. But yeah, we're only allowed to add those two guys to the roster.
So one more with the Cubs tonight, and then it's off to Cincinnati as well. Talk about a a reversal of fortunes. You totally get up for this series. You're head-to-head with your next closest competitor in the division. And then you go to Cincinnati where the Reds have struggled a little bit. Got to be careful not to have a letdown.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's one of the things Murph is so good about, is just keeping your foot on the gas here and not letting up. We certainly want to do what we can to rest guys strategically here, but we don't have anything locked up. We don't have a playoff spot locked up and by any means, you know, and so we're not acting like it. We want to keep our heads down, continue to work hard, and the Reds, you know, are always tough, and you know, you can't look past anybody in this league. It's hard to win a major league game. That's what Doug Melvin used to say that for years. So, you know, it'll be a fun one there in Cincinnati as well.
We've debated daily on which magic number to share, Matt. We put Pancake in charge of that. He had us at 14 for a while today, but you thought that was what, Greg, to win the division?
That's to take the division, yep.
Okay, so we're down to 9 just to make the postseason. When will you pop the champagne corks? And I don't want you to jinx anything, but, you know, is the champagne celebration when you clinch a playoff berth? Is it when you win the division?
He's not going to answer this question.
I mean, you know, it's funny, like, just being so fortunate to have done this for a number of years and been able to celebrate. I mean, one of the things Andrew Friedman told me many, many years ago together was just, you know, you try to celebrate as many of these as you possibly can, because you never know when you're going to have another chance, honestly. And it's really, really special to celebrate. You know, we're still working through kind of what that looks like on our end, but I tell you what, when we do pop it, we're going to get after it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That much we know. All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Matt. Sure. 8:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers and Cubs. Buddy. It's a 6:15 first pitch tonight on a kind of national TV, which is real nice. Of course, you can always hear the games right here on News Radio 620 WTMJ.